I guess you saw a lot of different places. Is that one of the good things about
it? Yes, now that I look back on it, it was real good, but at the time, it wasn't that great. Kids would make friends, and then they'd move, and it would upset them, especially your mother. She'd always have friends, and it seemed to upset her more, because I don't know why, but when we moved, the rest of them seemed to keep it all in or something. She always was really upset when we moved. She'd cry, and she'd get so close to her friends that she, you know, really... But it wouldn't take her long. She'd make new friends. And they all adjusted well, and all done well in school when they were moving around. It never slowed them down like some people say when they move around, you know, that the kids... But when they came here, well... They thought that, you know, it was to their advantage if they had been to different places and stuff and different schools. And they all really made good grades.
I know Mama said that one of the good things about that was when she was in high school, she didn't have to dissect anything, because one place they hadn't done it, and then when she moved, they got there, they'd already done it. So she didn't have to dissect anything. But I guess she had a lot of different neighbors and... You made a lot of friends too.
And I kept up with them for a long time. A lot of friends wrote, but I just got lost contact with all the ones that, you know, I had in terms of throwing that off. But yeah, you really get close to them, and then you don't want to get close to them because you have to leave, and that's really hard. But the kids probably fit it better than I did. But I made up my mind to like any place I went, and that's what I did. I mean, after a while, I didn't want to go to Hawaii at all now.
Why not?
Well, I just wanted to come. He could have got out of service then. He had enough years then, and that's what he planned on doing. And I was having my heart set on coming back home. And I was picking these dogs, Nipsey and Wendy, and I knew I'd have to give up my dogs. So
could they not go with you?
Well, you'd have to put them in quarantine for 6 months, and they were so, you know, we took them everywhere we went camping and everything, and they would have grieved herself to death if they'd had been in quarantine for 6 months. And so it took me longer to like Hawaii than it did the rest of them. And it shouldn't have. I mean, I had it made. I didn't have to work while I was over there. And we went to the beach every weekend. And we got busy in ceramics. And Daddy worked at the ceramic shop in his spare time. And got paid for it, too. And we'd go out there and pour and, you know, do stuff. And then every weekend we'd go to the beach. And our house was so... it wasn't hard to clean. I mean, we just didn't have a whole bunch of junk like I got now. It's just bare essentials, I guess you'd call it. And so, I should have really liked it. But it took me longer than it did the rest of them, because you know how they all like water, and I never was that crazy about water. But I eventually liked getting to like it.
How long did you end up staying in Hawaii?
I guess it was just about 18 months, because we was there for 2 years, and we had to come home about 3 months early when Tom and Roger getting shot down in Florida.
Sounds like you had a busy life.
Yes, it's busy, but I've been busy ever since then. We moved here and started building the house, and we worked. Daddy went to school. Papa went to school and learned to build the cabinets. And we took cabinet making first, and then bricklaying. And so we did the whole thing. We all worked in the house, and we were still going to get it finished and all that. And I went to work at the lead plant. Raised soybeans and pigs, which the soybeans was a lot easier than it was when we was picking cotton in back in the olden days. Mm-hmm. And that used to be some more job now when you get caught and I'll tell you that. 1,500 pound to make a bed, 1,500 pound of cotton to make a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before it was gin.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take the, we could pick a bale a day, daddy, my daddy's family, and all the kids and daddy. We picked the bale a day, a little bale a day. And we'd take it to the gin, or he would. And that was, when I was growing up, that was a treat for him to let us kids go to gin with him. We'd ride on the bale, you know, a big wagon full of cotton, and go to the gin and see that thing pull around and suck up the cotton and stuff. then I could get it baled, they'd sell it, he would sell the cotton, and that's how he made the money for us the winter. That's the only time he had any money really, is when you got the cotton and back then it wasn't that much a pound, but later on it got, you know, high. We'd go to the town twice a year in the spring and in the fall. It's the only time we ever get to go to town.
Where was town at?
Boaz. Which seemed far, far away when you went in a two-horse wagon. Two mule wagon, we had me. And Daddy would buy enough flour and lard. Well, we had our own lard. He'd get that and filling the hogs and cutting up the meat and cooking out the lard from the fat. But we'd go to town and he'd get a barrel of flour at one time and use it through the winter. And we had our own corn mill. We'd grind the corn in the mill. So it was a little easier now that we was back home raising soybeans and corn mm-hmm. than it was picking cotton.
Yes, sir.